you'll see this stuff. So I'm here today at Pettigrew Muckle, and in the middle of Pettigrew Muckle there was a wee teach meet, because I think Pettigrew Muckle is about Pettigrew teach meet and how to do stuff and broadcast it and all the rest of it and get an audience. And one of the things in teach meet I heard was Anna Wormwell. I'm going to get the name wrong again. Anna Wormwell, who was talking about a subject dear to most of our hearts, which is homework. I've never been a big fan, I guess, but this was a really interesting talk and I think a really interesting way to approach homework. Anna, I wonder, could you just sort of spell out what you're doing?
Okay, so I'm wanting to rethink our approach to homework in my school and then beyond that, looking at it on a national level. So I think the key to unlocking a child's potential is through parental engagement. So what I want to do, what I hope to do, is to focus just on reading in our school and developing this love of books and good reading habits, getting children talking about books and enthused by books. And that fits in nicely with the First Minister's Reading Challenge that was recently launched. And then in addition to that, I'd like to, at the start of each term, for teachers to make suggestions to parents about things that they could do at home with their children that would complement the work that's going on in the classroom, but with the focus on it being fun. And then that's kind of the approach I've tried with my class this term, and the children have really led their learning outside. We've celebrated them using their initiative, and they've been really motivated to learn out with the classroom, particularly with our topic work. And something else that I hope to do is to work with parents and with teachers to create a bank of ideas for home activities that parents can do with their children that will be fun and engaging, and that will have that important element of parental engagement, but that will also enhance their learning or help consolidate their learning, and to do that for each year group. So then the parents would have a list of activities, maybe for inspiration, or just letting them know kind of roughly what kinds of things their children would benefit from. And my hope is that that would help to raise the attainment of the less privileged children, the parents who aren't really engaging with their children at home, and that would help us achieve our aim of closing the attainment gap.
So it sort of sparks, it gives an idea to these parents without putting pressure on them, I guess.
It might be things that maybe more educated parents are already doing at home and they just do that naturally, but it's for the other parents who maybe need a bit more clear guidance in terms of what kinds of things are useful for my child. Similar to the Play, Talk, Read initiative that's come around for preschool children, they're things that I think a lot of parents, or hope a lot of parents, do that anyway, and it's quite sad that we maybe have to encourage other parents to do that, but I think that's maybe the approach that we need to take in order to range the attainment of those children who could benefit from that.
And I guess it also addresses the sort of standard homework that it just becomes a burden on children, and it becomes a burden on you as a teacher to get it out and turn it around and nag and all the rest of it. And by, I guess, you're making this more voluntary.
Yeah, so the way I would like to see it going, but again, this will depend on working with parents and letting them guide our school's approach to homework. But what I'd love to see is for just reading to be the only form of homework that's set. But in addition, anything else would be like suggestions, and we'd be maybe spending time on a Friday in class to talk about what have you done at home this week, to show that we're valuing what they're doing at home. But it's not putting this pressure on parents that you have to sit down and do your spelling homework and do the words three times and sentences for each of them. So it's more meaningful activities that they're engaged in with their children at home.
Yeah, thanks very much. I mean, one of the things we noticed in your talk that is... It was only 2 minutes, but there was cheers breaking out from the audience at certain points. Mm-hmm. There was a really lively reaction to making reading important and making the thing you said was, I think, a love of books, which seems like a slightly different approach to read pages such and such to such and such that we've got at the moment. How do you approach the... are you assigning bits of reading to be done, or are you just trying to encourage parents to engage with books in general?
So again, the approach we take, we need to decide this as a school together, but the way I see it going is maybe for you to have your allocated pages, certainly in your lower and middle school, but maybe having a kind of set amount of time that you'd like to spend on books. So reading the allocated pages, but then encourage them to use any other the extra time in that to explore books that they enjoy, and then to do a workshop with parents where we're talking to them about what do we mean by reading, and to make it meaningful reading activities. So showing that we value them reading poetry, even like reading notice boards and things or information boards when you go on a walk, that they're all valid reading activities as well.
I think that, I mean, that sounds really important, because I mean, I'm a teacher and a parent. Well, my daughter's a bit old to be doing reading anymore, but I think it's very easy just to say we're going to do the reading you've got in your book, but the idea of explaining and making it explicit to parents that if they're out for a walk and they're reading a board or they're reading the bus timetable or whatever, it's all to be encouraged, yeah?
Yeah, and actually encourage the parents to question the children what they're reading, about what parts they enjoyed, and things that we as teachers, we do when we're reading books with children that we assume that other people do as well, but maybe that's not the case, and maybe they need a bit more explicit detail in terms of how to engage fully in a book and get the best out of it.
Brilliant. I think it sounds like your parents are very lucky to have this starting, and the kids will be very lucky. I say thank you very much, Anna, for talking to us. If you're listening and you hear a lot of background noise, I think that's because a lot of people are having a lot of conversations at Pedigoo. I hope some more of them post something here. I'm just going to sign off now. Thanks for listening.